On a recent tour of a rec center at Fort Carson Army Base, I see a tall, door-framed-size poster headlined, "The Costs of Marijuana." Through charts and graphics, it lists the Army's perspective on pot's physical costs, social costs, usage trends.
It emphasizes the fact that marijuana still continues to be the drug of choice in all of our services.
That's Donna Klaus. She's the Prevention Services Branch Chief for the Army's Substance Abuse Program. She's based in San Antonio, Texas. Her group created the poster, which is posted at bases around the country. Another part of the poster shows a color-coded map of the U.S., split up by whether marijuana is legal recreationally or medically.
We understand that there might be confusion, especially for individuals who live in the states where marijuana use is legal.
For the military, there's no confusion. It is never okay for soldiers to use, even if they're stationed in a legal marijuana state. At a recent Colorado Springs City Council candidate debate.
All right, candidates, do you support the sale of recreational marijuana in Colorado Springs? Would you back
the Springs, where Fort Carson is located, is the largest city in Colorado that has not legalized recreational marijuana stores. Many here complain the city is likely missing out on millions in revenue from highly taxed pot shops. But so far, local officials just aren't willing to risk angering the armed forces. Here's newly elected council member Wayne Williams.
The reason I oppose it, I've been back in the Pentagon with other leaders in our community seeking new missions, seeking to protect our bases.
There are 5 bases in the city. The military is absolutely a cornerstone of this local economy.
Folks, the last thing we need to do is to make recreational marijuana yet another reason why the Defense Department opts to take missions, troops, personnel, and move it somewhere else.
Somewhere else, like maybe the Army's Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama.
Which I've been told likes to badmouth Colorado Springs from time to time because of cannabis.
Andrew Heaton runs a medical marijuana business in Colorado Springs, which are legal. He disputes that having legal marijuana near a base means more soldiers will use the drug. He says in cities like Huntsville, you can still go off base and buy pot on the black market.
In a community where it's legal, you've got it off the streets for the most part.
Now, there are many who would debate that point, but Heaton also points out military members undergo random drug tests.
And none of them want to get what they call the BCD, the big chicken dinner, which is a bad conduct discharge.
Not surprisingly, active duty soldiers are wary of talking about any marijuana use, but some veterans are getting increasingly vocal, saying it's time to re-examine the policy. Matthew Kale served in the Army in Afghanistan.
Had 2 deployments and 1 medevac.
His face was badly injured, traumatic brain injury, spinal injuries, PTSD. It left him taking a lot of medication. But he moved to Colorado to try marijuana as an alternative and started reducing his pills.
And eventually I got it down to nothing.
He now runs an organization focused in part on securing the right for veterans to use medical cannabis. And he thinks it's time to be realistic about active duty soldiers and drug use too.
I know of people who are deployed, and they often come across hash in Afghanistan. They use hash in order to medicate not just the horrors, the hardships of war, but to alleviate the boredom.
Donna Klaus with the Army's Substance Abuse Program says this is all beside the point. As long as marijuana remains illegal federally, the rule stands.
Illegal drug use and abuse remains incompatible with both military and civilian services in the Army.
Last year, the Department of Defense released a memo specifically reaffirming its prohibition on marijuana, medical or otherwise. In Colorado Springs, I'm Dan Boyce.